in 2012. For tonight's Power Politics segment, we look at a female Democratic senator who's turning heads. Many are responding to her calls for equality, and her statements bashing the GOP are going viral. David Schuster has that story.
She is the potential 2016 Democratic presidential candidate that Hillary Clinton's team fears the most. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren.
I'm fighting to build real opportunity, fighting to give every child a chance to build something extraordinary. And I want you to fight along beside me. We are in this together.
This past weekend, in that same speech in Minnesota, Warren hammered two of the Republican Party's biggest stars. She accused House Budget Chairman Paul Ryan of caring only about the rich.
That may be Paul Ryan's vision of how America works, but that's not our vision of this great country.
And she ridiculed Republican Senator Ted Cruz, who led last year's government shutdown.
Now, the shutdown that sucked $24 billion out of the economy. Talk about a financial genius.
Born and raised in Oklahoma, the 64-year-old Warren has spent most of her life working as a law professor, most recently at Harvard. In the aftermath of the 2008 financial crisis, she was named chair of an oversight panel for the Troubled Asset Relief Program, or TARP. In 2012, Warren ran for U.S. Senate. One grainy video of her speaking inside a home got more than a million views on YouTube.
There is nobody in this country who got rich on his own. Nobody. You built a factory out there, good for you, but I want to be clear, you moved your goods to market on the roads the rest of us paid for.
Warren then received $40 million in campaign contributions and handily defeated Republican Scott Brown. Over the last 3 months, in only her second year in the Senate, records show Warren has raised over $2 million for Democratic candidates and senators up for re-election this year. That's more than anybody except for President Obama. Warren's exceptionally liberal policy views have also set her apart. She believes the minimum wage should be raised to $22 an hour, and she has introduced legislation that would make student loans interest-free.